Mayday Murder, Pearl Nolan, Book 3. Written by Julie Wassmer and read by Jenna Russell.
What potent blood hath modest May? Ralph W. Emerson. Chapter 1. Dolly Nolan had been helping to lay a table at the rear of the Whitstable Pearl restaurant when her enthusiasm suddenly palled. Can someone tell me why we're going to all this trouble for just one customer? Pearl's mother was over 60, but at that moment she looked more like a petulant teenager, standing with her hands on her hips, waiting for her daughter to reply. In fact, it was Pearl's young waitress, Ruby Hill, who spoke up. Faye Marlowe's not just any customer, she insisted. She's special. Ruby then turned to her boss as if for confirmation, but Pearl replied only, all customers are special. It was a diplomatic response, designed to close down further conversation, and it left Ruby far from satisfied. But she's a film star. Was a film star, Dolly quickly corrected her. She's rather more of a has-been these days. A stunned silence followed this stark assessment until Pearl asked Ruby if she could fetch some bread baskets. The girl turned obediently on her heels and headed off to the kitchen, her newly bobbed fair hair bouncing above her shoulders. Dolly remained unapologetic under her daughter's admonishing gaze. It's true, she shrugged. I don't know why you're all so starstruck. No one is starstruck. No? Then why are we fussing about this table long after we should have gone home? Pearl refused to rise to her mother's bait. She was well aware that Dolly's irritability was due largely to her toothache. But as Dolly hated visiting the dentist, she had been steadfastly refusing to make an appointment. For her own part, Pearl was frustrated because the restaurant had indeed closed after a busy lunchtime service. And by accepting this special reservation, she had given up on her chance to visit the family allotment. The weather was perfect for it, set fair with uninterrupted blue skies, offering a few hours of sunshine during which Pearl had hoped to plant some runner beans and chard. At this time of year, by late afternoon, the sun's warmth could be chased away by a northerly breeze, sharp enough to remind anyone in Whitstable not to cast a clout till May is out. In fact, the mood of the little North Kent fishing town seemed always to be determined by the weather. During the winter months, Whitstable entered a period of hibernation when the shops and eateries were largely free from a veritable tsunami of DFLs, the town's acronym for Down From Londoners, who flooded the coast throughout the summer, especially during the annual Oyster Festival in July. But spring was a time of reawakening, and the first hint of blossom signalled a burst of activity during which shop fronts and beach huts were hastily repainted and front gardens and window boxes were weeded and newly planted. A competition had recently taken place to clear the many alleyways of brambles, litter and snails, with the first prize being a meal for two at the Whitstable Pearl. The winner was a resident who had not only single-handedly cleared the alley near to her home, but also transformed it with seeded wallflowers and a carpet of pebbles and oyster shells. Dolly herself had even found some time to arrange a few pots at the allotment, but, as ever, her efforts remained centred on aesthetics rather than hard work in the vegetable plot. That was usually contributed by Pearl and her son, Charlie. But as he was spending a year out in Berlin until September, his services were currently unavailable. The pale spring sunshine was doing its best to chase light into dark corners, and lately the Whitstable Pearl, noted for its seafood and local oysters, had become much busier, with bookings for several private functions. One of them was for a party of visitors being met at that very moment by Pearl's friend and neighbour, Nathan Roscoe, at local Manston Airport. Ruby had been right in declaring that one of these was no ordinary customer. It was the actress, Faye Marlowe, arriving from Nice, with a small entourage consisting of her private assistant, her maid and her chauffeur.